morning, Alan.
You want to raise an issue in regards the fishing industry once again. What are your concerns?
Yes, Alan. Well, I'm very concerned. Obviously, I'm very concerned about the company itself. This is the largest company in the South, a fishing company in the South East. They have 19 whitefish vessels, and they're very important to the South East. And I think that the raid on last Thursday, the third, was very heavy-handed. It's a small little village, and to have seven squads arriving in the village, 25 guardies, some of them armed, to raid an offices, I think it's very heavy-handed. All the fishermen are looking for is a bit of parity here as well, Alan. The SFPA, which are the Sea Fishery Protection Authority, they seem to be very light touched on foreign vessels, but they're very, very heavy on our own vessels. Alan, this is a very important issue. It's so important to the Southeast that people don't realise. The main issue here, one of the issues here, is there's Belgian boats come in, and the Belgian boats have 80% of the catch of a thing called a black sole, black Dover sole. Now, black Dover sole, Alan, is very, very lucrative fish. To give you an example, there's a simple example out there, it's about 20 euros a kilo. Now, these Belgians come in, and they're able to catch 3 to 7 ton a week. The Irish fish have only 100 kilos allocation. So you can see this disparity there already. And the fishermen have been let down, especially during the European negotiations on quotas. And look, this is very, very serious, Alan. And I just like to say that it is, to me, it's very, very heavy-handed. I mean, someone has to stand for the fishermen and for the fishing communities.
Right, so where are you going to take this as a sitting deputy here in County Wexford? What's your next course of action?
I've written to the SFPA to ask for an explanation, and Padraig McLaughlin has raised it himself. Padraig McLaughlin is the Sinn Féin spokesperson on fisheries. He've already raised it in the Dáil with the Taoiseach, who said he would come back on the issue, especially on the, there was an issue here last week on the MF Africa. Basically, it was a foreign ship. And these super, Alan, just to give an idea of the super trawlers, maybe get people into the head. Super trawlers come into the Irish coast and Irish fishing waters. Alan, a super trawler has a net. Some of the nets are the size of Croke Park. So you can imagine what the damage they're doing. And they're never boarded. They're never questioned. They're never questioned on their quotas. And this is where the big issue is as well. You know, as I said, it's so important to Wexford and to Wexford communities and to coastal right. communities around Ireland, but especially ourselves, as we're in maritime. We have a great maritime history, you know, in Wexford ourselves.
Okay, so the main question you're asking is, why was there a raid? And also the broader question is, why are we using such condensed quotas?
Yes, and look, at the end of the day, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous where you have the likes of Belgium with 80% of the quota of the black sole, and the Irish fleet only 4%. I mean, Alan, that's just not right, and something has to be done, something has to be changed.